This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. Welcome as you join us once again in the Anglican Daily Devotions from the Anglican Church of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Father Lyndon Douglas, priest of St. Ambrose Anglican Church, New Providence. Let us pray. O God, by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light, grant that we, who have been raised with him, may abide in his presence and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be dominion and praise for ever and ever. Some words for our reflection from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 6. Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. Today we encounter a man of the story at the Gate Beautiful. He's a man who had grown accustomed to a certain way of life. Lame from birth, he had never walked in his life. He, or nor his parents, ever had the opportunity of experiencing the joy of celebrating a baby's first steps. On this day, I'm sure he thought he knew what would take place. Or, like all the other days before, persons passing would give him money. Some would give him nothing. Others probably not even giving him a look. Asking for money was all he had ever done. Laying on that mat was all he ever knew. And sometimes we are like that, knowing only one way, expecting the same old, forgetting that we serve a God of the unexpected. Maybe some of us believe money, things, recognition are the answers to a better life. And some say, if only I had, and we can fill in that blank with a number of things that we feel would make us happier. Then, when we get whatever we thought would make us happier or life better, then we want or desire something else. And when we get that, then something else, and it goes on and on. But to experience a more fulfilling, more satisfying life, we do not need more money. We do not need more social media likes, more things. What we need is more of the presence and the power of Jesus. And that is what Peter and John give this man in the name of Jesus. They point him to the only one able to truly make life worth living, to make life more fulfilling. The Jesus who declared in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10, I am come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly. This lame man fully expects to receive some loose change. Instead, he receives something far more important, of a far greater value. He has an encounter with the God who not only is able to restore health, but who is able to heal body, mind, and soul and make us whole. This man on that day came looking for something short-term, but he left experiencing something more lasting. Touched by God with new legs and new life, the first thing he does is enters God's house, walking and leaping and praising God. As we consider this story, may it be one that leads us to pray, Lord, not what I want, but give me what I need. Amen. God of healing, God of wholeness, as we seek to experience your presence and power, grant us faith and confidence that our broken lives may be made whole. Grant us perspective to see this world through the eyes of others, not just our own. Lord, we have too much. We consume too much. We expect too much. Grant us gratitude for what we have,
our daily bread, the gift of life. Unclutter our lives and give us thankful hearts, that we may have a greater appreciation for the simple things of life, and that we may become better stewards of all your gifts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May these devotions be a source of inspiration for us as we journey through another day, and may you share with others this devotion, that they too may experience God's presence. Amen.